I was born in a hospital in Krefeld, but that was purely accidental. My mother was making a short visit to Krefeld, and I was born in the middle of it. I've no relationship to Krefeld, or more precisely to the landscape, but I do have a relationship to Clever. This is where my parents have always lived and where I grew up.
Is there an art
No. I studied art in Dusseldorf, but I went to high school in Clever until I became a soldier. At the end of 1947, I went to Dusseldorf Art Academy, studied there until 1951. Then after working for a while outside of Dusseldorf, I returned to Clever.
You worked in a studio?
Yes, I rented a small loft in an old bakery and I worked under the roof. Enseling and Mattare. Enseling was very academic, but Mattare was much better. Mattare was very dogmatic, but he raised issues that had to be considered. He thought that sculpture was basically ornamentation. This was a view to be contended with, and of course, we had great arguments. I had to reject his ideas, but nevertheless, it was necessary for me to confront them. That's the way you learn as a student. And some of his ideas, they weren't totally uninteresting. Oh, there's none at all. Oh, well, Lehmbruck, he was a decisive figure during the war. I was very enthusiastic about some of his work. I once saw some Lehmbrucks in Clever just before the war, and they gave him a first real feeling for sculpture. But this was only the only sculpture that I was aware of at the time. Don't forget that I grew up in a small village during the Hitler period, and I never saw any modern art. Well, yeah, of course. I saw photographs of these things, but I didn't travel. I never got out of Clever.
You must have traveled.
Oh, yeah, I took part in the whole war from 1941 until 1946. I was in Russia. Well, certainly not art. what can I say? I was a fighter pilot. I can't talk about the war. There were dead people lying around everywhere.
Were you in Saudi?
No, I was more to the south in Ukraine. The Caucasus, Black Sea.
And when the war ended?
During the last year of the war, I was stranded on the Western Front. There were no more planes, no more fuel. When peace was declared, I became a British prisoner of war. Yes. Before the war, I was a student of biology and mathematics, but this simply didn't satisfy me. You could say it was an emotional decision, but when you examine it a few years later, you can begin to analyse it. In 1955, I think. No. I don't think the Champ influenced it at all. It was influenced by light. The open form, it's like a barracks window, or one you see in an old industrial cellar.
So there is an architecture.
Well, bases, they used to annoy me. They're only an auxiliary means to help things stand up. They're like an artificial lawn. That's true. This is a Christmas tree that stood around for 2 years. Eventually, it lost all its needles, and they lie all around it. Yeah, I saw its beauty. But it's not only beautiful, it's also ugly. You may say, a Christmas tree with needles is beautiful, one without needles is ugly. No, I wanted to have it, and we did, for a long time, until the worms destroyed it. 2 years ago, I created a political party for animals. It's the largest party in the world. Well, I am the leader. And therefore, I'm a very mighty man, mightier than Nixon. No, I have all the insects. Insects are animals. The fat is in the room, the party's meeting room. Yeah, I speak for the hares that cannot speak for themselves.
They should do literature by making noise to turn amplifiers.
is a transmitter, and I am also a transmitter. That's a very important concept for me. If I produce something, I transmit a message to someone else. The origin of the flow of information comes not from the matter, but from the eye, from an idea. Take a hair running from one corner of the room to the other. I think that this hair can achieve more for the political development of the world than a human being. By that, I mean that some of the elementary strength of animals should be added to the positivist thinking which is prevalent today. I'd like to elevate the status of animals to that of humans. Well, it's my most important function. To be a teacher is my greatest work of art. The rest is waste product, a demonstration. If you want to explain yourself, you must present something tangible. But after a while, this has only the function of a historic document. Objects aren't very important to me anymore. I want to get to the origin of the matter, to the thought behind it. Thought, speech, communication, they're all expressions of the free human being. Yeah, I mean, I'm aware that my art cannot be understood primarily by thinking. But my art touches people who are in tune with my mode of thinking. Either they say, yeah, I'm interested, or they react angrily and they destroy my work and curse it. In any event, I'm successful because people have been affected by my art. I touch people, and that is important. In our times, thinking has become so positivist that people only appreciate what can be controlled by reason, what can be used, what furthers their career. That is why I feel it's necessary to present something more than mere objects. By doing that, people may begin to understand man is not only a rational being.
What can a sculptor do in this situation?
Sculpture? It must always obstinately question the basic premises of the prevailing culture. This is the function of all art, which society is always trying to suppress. Provocateur, yeah, that's it exactly. To provoke, it means to evoke something. By making sculpture with fat or a piece of clay, I evoke something. I ignite a thought within me, a totally original, totally new thought that's never yet existed in history. Even if I deal with a historical fact or with Leonardo or Rembrandt, I myself determine history. It's not history that determines me. Economic circumstances do not determine me. I determine them. Every man is a potential provocateur. John Cage. I mean, these concepts are not alien to him. Yeah, but I find it hard to define because I don't know Nauman's inner intentions. I don't know anything about Nauman's thought processes, but I can say that his works look closer to my art than any other works do.
Then you don't come into contact with the
work of other artists? I rarely go to exhibitions, hardly ever read art journals. If I happen to see one, I look at it, but my interest is not so great that I follow these things daily. I'm more interested in the development of thoughts. And I'm not at all interested in whether other people use elements of my work.
You feel the same about Morris?
Yes, but I was a bit surprised when Morris started working with felt. But I couldn't say more. Last year, Morris invited me to participate in an exhibition he was arranging, but I couldn't do it.
Did he necessarily have that exhibition in
New York? Yes.
Why didn't you participate?
I didn't think it was necessary.
Did you have any work?
No. I didn't have anything at the time that I thought I could have given away. Carl Stroer had just bought all my works, but I guess I could have made something for it. I just didn't feel like it. Later, some people, they told me it was a good thing that I didn't participate because the exhibition wasn't really all that good. All right, then it was a mistake that I didn't send anything, but one can't do everything. Yes. Well, I was always extremely reluctant because, for me, an exhibition is something that's already dead. It's something I only allow myself to be forced to do. I'll only do an exhibition when there's absolutely no way out.
Is this a reaction based materialism in general, or is it due to the fact that there are more demands on you today than there were?
Both. people are becoming more demanding. They're getting sharper. I was glad when Ströer took everything away. Things have to be in some place, and I never wanted to collect my own things. I like empty walls best. Yeah, this is a fairly recent development. For 10 or 15 years, people mocked me and said, "Boys is crazy." I think the crux of the matter is that my work is permeated with thoughts that do not originate in the official development of art, but in scientific concepts. I mean, you know, to begin with, I wanted to be a scientist. But I found that the theoretical structure of the natural sciences were too positivist for me. So I tried to do something new for both science and art. I wanted to widen both areas. So as a sculptor, I tried to broaden the concept of art. The logic of my art, it depends on the fact that I've had one idea which I have obstinately worked with. It's a problem of perception. In the simplest terms, I'm trying to reaffirm the concept of art and creativity in the face of Marxist doctrine, which defines man exclusively as a social being. Man really is not free in many respects. He's dependent on social circumstances, but he is free in his thinking. And here is the point of origin of sculpture. For me, the formation of the thought is already sculpture. The thought is sculpture. Of course, language is sculpture. I move my larynx, I move my mouth, and the sound is an elementary form of sculpture. Man hasn't thought much until now about sculpture. We ask, "What is sculpture?" and reply, "Sculpture." I mean, the fact that sculpture is very complex creation, it's been neglected. What interests me is the fact that sculpture supplies a definition of man. My theory depends on the fact that every human being is an artist. The question is if it is important to make a sculpture now. I often question the necessity of doing it. The more I consider the problem, the more I think that there's only a few things that I need to make. I want to try to only do those that have some importance. I've no interest in production as such. I'm neither interested in making work for commerce nor for the pure pleasure of seeing them. It's getting much harder to make things, but one is forced to translate thought into action and action into object.
How do you think future historians judge your contribution to art?
I'm not at all interested in being placed on a value scale, almost as good as Rembrandt, as good as Rubens or Goya. After I'm dead, I would like people to say, "Boys understood the historical situation. He altered the course of events." I hope in the right direction.